Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. I received an email this morning from the Life to the Full course team, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year message, rather liked it, and it asks us to do a brief meditation, and I thought it had some very spiritual themes. It reminded me of Psalm 9, verse 1, "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High." And thankfulness is a very important theme of Scripture. So let me read to you, with a slight adaptation, the content of this email as a meditation of thankfulness as we reflect on the year just gone, and as well as thinking about the year ahead. So it asks us to be thankful for our situation, where we live, having a roof over our head, and a safe place, having access to running water, being thankful for our lives and the amazing person you are, and then being thankful for the people around us, those we love and hold dear, our friends, someone to talk to, colleagues we appreciate, those who have shaped us positively as we have gone through life, for simply being alive and the opportunities of the future. And then it's good to take a moment to think about those that are less fortunate than ourselves, for others we've never met, the hungry, those without warmth or shelter, those struggling with illness, those who have given up hope. Meditating, praying for those struggling just now that they will find hope, encouragement, someone who will listen, a safe place, health to enjoy life, that they will find the help they need. And then perhaps it's wise to stop for a moment and think about how we can help others at Christmas and the new year and the year ahead. Finally, let's think about one thing we feel grateful for, and then remind ourselves of this on a daily basis when things feel hard. "I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High." I hope this meditation has been an encouragement to you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.